ours to protect on Beat.
Roses are red and violets are blue, but is there a greener alternative than gifting roses this Valentine's? Love is in the air today, and out-of-season flowers is one of the lesser romantic aspects of Valentine's Day. Whether it's a big bunch of pink roses or a single red rose, the festive Valentine's flower is not in season for Ireland. Varieties bloom from early summer right through to autumn. Nearly all imported cut flowers go through the same emissions-intensive journey, climate-controlled greenhouses, refrigerated trucks, and a long chilled flight. We asked a member of Flower Farmers Ireland some of the more in-season and sustainable choices in Ireland to ask your florist in the month of February.
My name is Flicky Howe and my business is called Howe Hill Flowers. If you're willing to go a different route to express your love, like the Irish foliage would be absolutely beautiful. You could go for like nice flowering branches. They're starting to flower here now. And narcissi, hellebores. Some of us have things like hyacinths that we've grown in tunnels. So there is options available. You could also give a gift of a plant. That's a really nice thing to give as well. And it's something that someone would have indefinitely if they look after it.
Dried flowers are also a great sustainable option. They last longer, require less refrigeration and water, and are low maintenance, but there are some things to keep in mind.
But the important thing is that with dried flowers, to remember that you know, yeah, they are sustainable if they're grown locally and grown in Ireland, but many of the dried flowers that you see available are actually, they're imported and possibly have been highly chemically treated or dyed. So, you know, you kind of have to be selective about where you're buying your dried flowers from.
If you find the right source for your organic, locally grown dried flowers, they can be a great fresh flower alternative.
The thing about dried flowers is you're getting a beautiful bunch of flowers. It could be a bunch of flowers like a bouquet or a wreath, or you get table displays.
That's Tricia Kearns, a flower farmer in Wexford, and her business is called Flowers on 4 Acres, who do both fresh and dried organic flowers.
They'll work in most settings, you know, and you can actually choose a neutral colour or a really vibrant colour, and you can kind of pick and choose to suit your own style and your own personality. That would be the main thing, but not then the biggest thing is really they will last for months and months. So with dried flowers, you just keep them out of humid environments. They don't like really humid or damp conditions, because what happens then, they'll, you know, it's a natural product, it will naturally start to decompose then. So it's really important just to keep them dry. But if they're kept dry, they will last for months and months, and you get great value out of them, you know. And they're not overly priced. It's a good value option. And you can get something really creative and really beautiful with dried flowers as well, you know. And it's a wonderful gift that just, you know, rather than buying your just fresh bunch of flowers, you'll have a fresh bouquet that you can interchange with your vases and little hairdryer. You can just give a little push with the hairdryer and it just keeps the dust off them, and they'll be just fine.
Tricia outlines why buying local is a more sustainable option.
In Ireland, we import more than 97 million euros worth of flowers annually, and over 90% are imported from abroad. In terms of production, the Netherlands actually would be one of the biggest producers of cut flowers in the world, and then that would be kind of followed by countries like Kenya, Ecuador, and Colombia. Now, if you're producing flowers and you want to, you know, a sustainable flower, you're looking for seasonality and local. That's how I suppose you're going to reduce your carbon footprint. But if you're looking at something that's in a supermarket, as in 12 red roses on Valentine's Day, if you look in any garden in Ireland, you're not going to see roses growing now. So chances are they've come from somewhere like the Netherlands or somewhere like Kenya or Ecuador or Colombia. So it's a question I suppose you ask, has it been growing in a sustainable way? Has it provided a fair minimum wage for the people who've helped grow that, the workers involved? And then in terms of the transport, how, you know, how many planes has it taken to get it from A to B?
We've heard about flower options to buy, but what about at home? Nell Ward from Grow It Yourself, a non-profit enterprise whose mission it is to promote growing fruits and vegetables, outlines just some of the benefits of growing your own at home.
Yeah, I think what's a real, I suppose, clincher and benefit of growing your own is that it's not only good for, you know, us as humans, but it's also hugely important for the health of the planet. And, you know, while you might say there's nothing romantic about climate change, but, you know, we can all play a little role, I suppose, in you know, in being sort of environmental agents ourselves. So yeah, I mean, growing your own, it's great for, you know, biodiversity. You can, if you grow sort of organically and, you know, with good practices like that, it's really, really good for the soil, and also it's good for yourself as a human. Less chemicals, less nasties, and listen, so there's that huge personal benefit of being able to go out and pick your own as well, which is lovely.
To find out more, check out giy.ie or flowerfarmersofireland.ie and consider where your next bunch of flowers is coming from and how it impacts the planet.
Hours to Protect is funded by Commission na Mban with a television licence fee and is a partnership between Beat 102-103 and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out hourstoprotect.ie for more info.